Track 2.8. Listen to the interview with Mr. Stevenson, then mark the sentences as T true or F false. Today, we are with Mr. Stevenson. He is a member of an NGO which supports refugees all around the world. Good morning, Mr. Stevenson.
Good morning.
Why do you think it's important to support refugees?
We have a legal and moral obligation to protect people escaping from bombs, bullets, or tyrants. Those people have enriched our society throughout history. When the task of tackling refugee issues seems too difficult to deal with, we should perhaps pause for a moment and empathize with them. They have lost everything: their homes, their jobs, even their friends and relatives. And still, they manage to find the strength to start a new life in a new place. Given the right environment, refugees bring solutions, not problems. It is worth remembering that most refugees are not in Europe. 84% of them are hosted in low- and middle-income countries around the world.
How can we support refugees?
By donating to refugee charities or volunteering in an NGO.
What sort of activities can you do as a volunteer?
Our volunteers are amazing. They come from all walks of life, from retired therapists providing mental health support to the kids of refugees to local people who contribute in many ways, like arranging trips or teaching English. We also organize social events, such as concerts, to raise money for refugees. Activities like movie days or theater plays help to boost the morale of refugee children.
I see. Are there any common purposes of all NGOs?
Of course. One of the top priorities of these organizations is to make sure that refugees have basic human rights and they are not treated less fairly. We also try to improve the quality of life of refugees, provide them with medical assistance. Finally, we do our best to raise awareness of refugee issues around the world.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Stevenson. We are very grateful for what you have done for all those people.